CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Israel launched strikes today against the leadership of Hamas by targeting a meeting in Qatar, a key U.S. ally. At the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
What I can tell you is the United States military informed the Trump administration.
Leavitt says President Trump spoke to Israel's prime minister.
The president also spoke to the emir and prime minister of Qatar and thanked them for their support and friendship to our country. He assured them that such a thing will not happen again on their soil.
CBS's Holly Williams has more.
Qatar is a tiny but immensely wealthy country. It's a U.S. partner in the region. It hosts a massive U.S. military base, and it's played a key role in mediating negotiations. Today, the office of the Israeli prime minister said that the strike was a wholly independent Israeli action, and Israel takes full responsibility.
At the U.N., Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on countries to reevaluate their military spending. He says it surged around the world.
It lays bare a stark reality. The world is spending far more on waging war than on building peace.
A Senate committee has heard from two Meta whistleblowers today over allegations the social media giant, which owns Facebook and Instagram, suppressed research about the safety of child users. Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Mark Zuckerberg and other Meta executives wanted to make sure that government regulators, parents, and teens never heard anything more about the dangers of their products.
Research has been looking into why the flu is more dangerous for older people. CBS's Michael George has a look at what they found.
University of Nottingham research showed older people produce higher levels of a protein that reduces the ability to resist viruses. Now that they've identified the protein, researchers say they can work on targeted treatments to help protect elderly people from severe flu infection.
New data out today shows the job market was much weaker in 2024 and early this year than originally reported, and the U.S. has lost a lot of manufacturing jobs, as Matt Piper reports.
A new analysis from the Center for American Progress finds that in August, employers shed 12,000 manufacturing jobs, while payrolls in the sector have shrunk by 42,000 since April. The Nonpartisan Policy Institute attributes the decline to the Trump administration's steep new tariffs and its hardline stance on immigration. For all of this year, manufacturing employment in the U.S. has sunk by a total thousand jobs, according to Labor Department figures.
On Wall Street, stocks were higher over hopes the jobs numbers will spark interest rate cuts. The Dow finished up 196 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 80. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. While the state of the city recapped recent triumphs, the mayor also spent some time talking about the state of the nation and how it impacted Racine.
The year of 2025 will be remembered as a time when the federal government turned away from partnering with local communities to solve the nation's problems, to a government that has slashed critical funding for health care, food for the poor, and jobs for the future, all to fund tax cuts that favor the rich.
Mason also pointed to lower gun violence, a youth jobs program, and a proposed rail line as signs of momentum in the city. You can watch that full address at WRJN.com. New rule. Apartments in Wisconsin now have to have bigger recycling bins. The DNR has rolled out new rule changes for recycling in apartment and multifamily buildings. Property owners and managers must now provide at least as many recycling containers as trash bins and enough recycling space to handle 20 gallons per week. That's for each unit. Racine has already approved joining a proposed regional passenger rail commission, and Milwaukee leaders will consider the idea next. The Public Works Committee in Milwaukee will take up the matter tomorrow. The commission would coordinate future rail service among Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. Leaders in Kenosha haven't yet taken up the issue. And Kenosha is planning a new holiday event, a first-ever drone light show. It'll be part of the Lighten Up celebration and tree lighting on November 28th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers head for Bama. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a road game Saturday against number 19th ranked Alabama, kickoff 11 a.m. So how do the players feel about taking on the Crimson Tide? Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
There's nothing more that you want to do as a competitor than be in the biggest games and the biggest competition out there. And to go to Alabama to play in front of that crowd, to go down there to play, you know, in the SEC country, I think that there's not a guy within our program that isn't saying that's one of the reasons why they're here.
NFL, a short week for the Packers. They host the Commanders Thursday night. Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed dealing with a stress fracture in his left foot. I asked how he was doing after Sunday's game against the Lions.
It feels great to win. I'm definitely hurting a little bit, but, you know, thank God we got some time to recover. Put my foot in some ice and I'll feel better.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Our stretch of warmer temperatures will continue through the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. A low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high in the mid-70s. Highs to the upper 70s Thursday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Oh, Beatles on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and according to a study, people really do just want you to meet expectations. They don't actually want you to exceed them. According to this study, if you want to get noticed for exceeding expectations, you're much better off if you make a promise and then keep it. In other words, don't keep giving and giving and giving and hope somebody notices. Instead, make a promise with your supervisor or your team member and then keep your promise without going above and beyond. Don't stay late every night and hope somebody is keeping track. Pick a night, tell your boss, I'm going to finish the report this evening, and then finish it. All the world over so easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
precious moments. Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night through? When will I see you?
Since WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are your home for Green Bay Packer football. Yes, your Green Bay Packers are 1-0 on the season.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
And they've got a short turnaround. They're going to play this Thursday night against the Washington Commanders at Lambeau Field. Pre-game's at 5, kickoff just after 7. Packer football brought to you locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's Pizza, Royal Construction LLC, and the Lanes on 20. See our full Packers schedule online at WRJN.com. Love my Green Bay Packers. Hear them Thursday night here on WRJN.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for tickets and showtimes.
You want something fresh. Nobody does it like Lee's Deli. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. Meals fit for a king and hassle-free catering all at your fingertips with the Lee's Deli mobile app. Help crown Lee's Deli the best lunch, the best sandwich shop, and the best deli in Racine. Head to WRJN.com and click on the Lee's Deli logo for the information you need to vote. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer, and we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again.
Let me be your love and tell you back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
Elvis Presley, Teddy Bear, WRJN. And aside, by the way, from dominating the pop charts, which it did, that song also topped the R&B bestsellers list and the country music charts.
Girl who used to hang around my door.
different than the way she looked before. I call her back.
So much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app. Here we go into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While the state of the city recapped recent triumphs, the mayor also spent some time talking about the state of the nation and how it impacted Racine.
The year of 2025 will be remembered as a time when the federal government turned away from partnering with local communities to solve the nation's problems, to a government that has slashed critical funding for health care, food for the poor, and jobs for the future. all to fund tax cuts that favor the rich.
Racine Mayor Corey Mason said last night during his address that the city is growing fast, but also faces challenges from national policies. He said new housing, construction, and school upgrades do show progress, while warning federal cuts to Medicaid and food assistance will hurt families. Mason also highlighted a new health partnership in Racine.
Racine Unified, the City of Racine, and Pillar Health have joined hands in common cause. At long last, we have federally qualified health services provided in our city. We have been the largest city in the Midwest without these services for too long. Pillar Health now operates in the garden level of Julian Thomas School, offering services in both medical and behavioral health. This serves as Pillar Health's temporary home while we continue our sacred work to build a new City of Racine King Center right next door. So if you have not driven past Martin Luther King Drive lately, if you have not witnessed our vision taking shape before your very eyes, I would encourage you to do so soon. The new City of Racine King Center is beginning to take form like a dream becoming flesh, its skeleton rising before us like the bones of some magnificent creature preparing to breathe new life into our community.
Mason also pointed to lower gun violence, a youth jobs program, and a proposed rail line as signs of momentum in the city. You can watch that full address at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Our stretch of warmer temperatures will continue through the rest of the week. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. A low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, a high in the mid-70s. Highs to the upper 70s Thursday. It's 69 degrees right now.
We'll be right back.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I was just reading this study. It said, those plastic bins at the airports and the security line are filthy. They contain more infectious agents than airport toilets. Oh, great. Now I got to get a flu shot for my luggage.
Just
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night? Of course, the Bears and the Vikings. The game didn't end the way I wanted it to. Whenever two division rivals like that play each other, especially early in the year, I want it to end in a tie. Nobody wins.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Inside my car, I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you, I want you, I got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. I need ya, I want ya, got to have.
God in heaven, you know I love you.
Local news, timeless hits. It's the Ides of March in Vehicle on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, it's September, and hopefully you have this on your radar. Party on the Pavement is coming up on Saturday, September 20th from noon until 7. Party on the Pavement is brought to you by Downtown Racine Corporation, SC Johnson, American Place Casino, and Ziegler Honda. And they're going to have a 12-block area in downtown Racine, all set with street performers and food and drink and all sorts of fun stuff. We'll see you at Party on the Pavement on September 20th with WRJN.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's hydration destination. Stock up on adult beverages, grab jumbo bags of ice, and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit the lightning fast drive-thru. Studebaker's keeps it cool. You keep it legendary. Studebaker's Fuel and Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Nothing beats the sound of a perfect strike and the taste of victory.
Yes!
Celebrate your win at Angry Brothers Pub with sizzling wings, burgers, barbecue, or the legendary Friday fish fry. Relax on the patio or in the sand with a cold drink in your hand. Plus, fall bowling and volleyball leagues are filling up fast. If you want fun or fierce competition, there's a spot for you. All the fun you want, all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1961. It's all coming up on WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Israel launched a strike on Hamas leadership today. It's where that strike occurred that surprised many. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
On this day, as in previous days, Israel acted wholly independently. Wholly independently.
The White House learned of the strike from the U.S. military and alerted officials in Qatar. CBS's Remy Innocencio has more.
According to IDF Radio, this operation has in fact been planned for several months. The IDF saying that over the course of the past several months, through these on again and these off again attempts for a ceasefire and for negotiations to release those hostages, they say that Hamas, quote, has shown more rigidity regarding the deal. And so Israel decided to accept accelerate the VATL procedure.
The Make America Healthy Again Commission has released its latest report. Linda Kenyon has a look.
The report tracks many of the claims offered by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., including claims about vaccines, childhood nutrition, and regulatory goals to end childhood chronic diseases. The report outlines the drivers of the